You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason at the Riverfront Museum in Peoria, where in just a few minutes, the 4-H'ers here will make contact with an astronaut on the International Space Station. Joining us now, making contact with us from Kansas City, is Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd. Not quite as glamorous as being on a space station somewhere, but I have some out-of-space-type weather to talk about, too.
Yeah, let's do that, because you can look down, everybody can, a little bit with the satellites and kind of keep track of what's been happening around the planet. We know what's happening here in the Corn Belt, kind of a status quo at this point for the crops in the United States. But there are places around the planet that we really do need to discuss. I'm thinking probably Western and Eastern Europe. Can you start there for me?
Yes, for sure. Parts of France, which has a fairly good-sized corn crop and also some seed that's produced during their summer season, I think relative to all of Europe, that's probably the biggest producer of corn. But there are areas in the southeastern part of the continent that are rather significant contributors as well. France has been drying down. If you recall, back last spring, they were having a terrible time with too much moisture, and the soft wheat crop that they produce was damaged, and they lost production. They also lost quality, and that was a kind of a big deal. Well, since then, it's been pretty quiet over there. In fact, too quiet. The ground is firming up, and parts of the corn country in France, along with some sunseed areas, are experiencing a decline in soil moisture right now, and some occasional hot weather is coming along, and so the crop is becoming a little bit more stressed. But the more significant stress that's going on in Europe right now is actually in the far southeast corner of the continent, occurring from Bulgaria into Romania and on across Moldova to Ukraine. And these areas are experiencing some significant heat and dryness stress at the time of pollination for corn, and soybeans are developing rather aggressively toward their reproduction process as well. So there's a good chance that some of these areas are going to suffer some losses in production.
Turn your attention a little farther to the east. Earlier in the year, we talked some about the flooding that took place in China. They have the second largest corn crop on the planet.
That's right, and they lost some of that corn, but mostly in minor production areas in the south. Where the flooding was most serious in the Yangtze River Basin. That area had about 34 million acres that were inundated by flooding during the first week of July this year. Pretty substantial event, probably somewhat similar to what we encountered in 1993 as far as possible impact on production. But, and I'm talking in a general sense, rice is produced there far more than corn and soybeans. But anyway, there was some other flooding that occurred this past week across some areas in northeastern China and did some damage up there. It was a much smaller area impacting just one province, but they had anywhere from 10 to 20 inches of rainfall, I think, over about a 4 or 5 day period. So that adds to the woes. And also, that area is more known for some of its corn and soybean production. So indeed, China is taking it on the chin a little bit this year.
Thanks so much, and we appreciate you being with us, Drew.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report. We're coming to you from the Riverfront Museum in Peoria, Illinois, where in just a few moments they'll be making contact, 4-H'ers that is, with the International Space Station. You can see it all live on our website at WILLAG.org.